This meditation has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered, LLC. To find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. Just take a couple of deep breaths and allow yourself to move into your heart. As you settle into your heart, ask permission to enter into your sacred heart, allowing you to shift your focus from the outside world to the inside world, letting go of everything else. And allow yourself to focus deeply within that sacred flame of self. The threefold flame. And we're just going to allow ourselves to sink down even deeper. So we're going to begin to bring our focus into self-responsibility. What does that mean to be self-responsible? When you dissect it, you can look at it as responding to self. And to do so in a space of freedom from judgment or ridicule. To be able to become more fully responsible for oneself, there is a need to move into awareness. We so often live our life on automatic pilot, just allowing life to happen to us. When we do that, we move into our own wounding, our genetic lineage, our soul lineage, some sanskaras. And we're being asked from the space of sacredness to begin to allow all those programs, beliefs, and fears to begin to shift and begin to release. As we simply hold space to be into observation, so all the beliefs that create the wounding, that I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, that I was hurt as a child, or I was abused as a child, being disrespected, having respect misplaced. And just allow the Christ energy to deeply go through your energy field, releasing all these non-beneficial, these negative, dark beliefs or fears or programs. Begin to release them now. Even those things that are hidden. Those automatic triggers that you're totally unaware of, allow them to come up. begin to release. Clearing, cleansing. Going even deeper now into the deeper realms of your being. Making the choice, making the decisions, receiving clarity on what it is you want for yourself in your life. Beginning to sort through what is. Becoming aware of that which benefits you in a spiritually positive manner versus that which does not. The image they show me is it's as if you're holding a sieve and shaking out that which does not work any longer for you on the journey you're choosing for yourself to move into the higher realms of ascension. Just allow it to shake out as we go into the deeper realms of the heavy denseness. Allowing the crystic energy to lift even the densest energies. It's like mining for gold or mining for diamonds, chipping away the debris. Allowing yourself to now become aware of that brilliant diamond that you are, as you slowly begin to allow it to become uncovered, gently, with ease and grace. Releasing all judgments, blame, and shame. Releasing all the projections to or from you. Releasing the deep, hardcore beliefs that you're broken, that you no longer function properly. And as this essence of you, this brilliant diamond, begins to become uncovered, you see the raw shape of it, the beauty of it. And ask your angels and your masters now to begin to teach you how to hone your skills of awareness. To teach you how to become a witness in your own life. This is a key to making the changes that you desire. It allows you to see what is not working. It allows you to open up the space to create a decision to change that from what was into whatever you are willing to choose it to become. Remembering that if, as you do this process, it is for you, it is not for others. It's to be willing to learn to allow others to be themselves without judgment. Instead, we bring forth compassion to whether you understand why someone's acting the way they are is irrelevant. Because you really don't know. Giving yourself permission when someone's behaviors becomes too much to lovingly walk away. Without judgment. In simple discernment, that you're taking care of yourself as you allow others to take care of their self. It isn't your job to change another person. Only focus on you. Once you begin this process, as the wounds and fears come up, you can identify them very easily. Choose to hold on to them or choose to let them go. Choose to stay in the negativity or choose to move in the higher frequencies. Giving yourself permission right now, right here, to move into being in charge of your own life, your own growth, whatever that might be. In your awareness, you can become aware of what's yours and what is not yours. If it's not yours, you can simply breathe it out and let it go. If it is yours, in your observation of it, gives you the space to decide to live by the past, that which no longer functions properly for you, or choose to change it, or to live, not even change it, but choose to let it go so that you may choose something that vibrates at a higher frequency. Even if it's just a little higher, doesn't matter. As you move into this practice, it becomes easier, quicker, and stronger. Do I want this, or do I see yourself as you're in this sacred space, merging with your threefold flame? Merging in the wisdom of awareness, for it is key to know thyself. Remember, it is indeed the key to know thyself, awareness. You're standing in the threefold flame, allow it to code you with the easy ability to step into and become aware of your life as completely and fully as you're willing to allow now. Be willing to allow the wisdom to come forward moment by moment in your life. Realizing that you are indeed able to respond to yourself in the way of your choosing. Allow that to deepen into the DNA structure now. Allow yourself to embrace it fully. Ask your angels or your masters to assist you in teaching you how to utilize this awareness so that it may serve you and your highest good, that it may serve your spiritual growth, your ascension process. And whenever you're ready, we take a few moments and give thanks to the angels and the masters that have been here. Kuan Yin's presence very strong, so being imbued with her compassion and love, as there are also many other angels and masters present. You can just allow yourself to come back out of the sacred heart, moving back into the physical heart, and then bring your awareness back fully into your body, into the room, and back up to wide awake. Namaste.